This is 90.7 FM WGXE Aqua, Hudson Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
In the WGXE community calendar, there's all kinds of local community events and concerts like American singer-songwriter Angel Olsen and Nashville indie folk singer-songwriter Aaron Ray perform February 8th at the Bearsville Center in Woodstock. Find out more on the WGXE community calendar online at wgxc.org and add your event there in the community calendar.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXE 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXE. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Welcome to our beautiful radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here to talk about books.
Because that's what we do.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
And bookish things. And that's what we're going to do today, because we always do that. And if we didn't do that, that wouldn't be bound by books. It'd be bound by everything but books. So,
Every other thing except for books.
Yes. That would be a terrible show, though.
It would. And it would take a really long time to broadcast. It would be like an indefinite broadcast. But it would be really hard not to talk about books if you're talking about
it'd be a whole radio station. Mm-hmm. And we'd have to record 24/7 in our sleep all the time.
Yeah.
Though it's interesting that we don't do that already with books, because there are so many books.
But we can't talk about them all. We just have to
sadly
select some each time. But yeah, so we're going to talk about some books. We're usually joined by our friends Fatia and Amelia, but it looks like they're probably not going to make it here today. We'll see if they pop in later. But glad George is here.
Woo, woo.
I'm glad I'm here.
Woo, woo.
And yeah, we're going to talk about some books.
It's good. We're all alive and well.
Yes. I could start off if you want.
Okay.
I read a book that I guess it's technically a book for adults, but I think kids would like it too. It's by an author who is known as a children's book author. Her name is Sophie Blackall, and she has written and illustrated a lot of award-winning picture books in particular, although she's also done book covers and maybe interior illustrations for chapter books. I'm not sure. But she's won a Caldecott, I think at least twice. She's like often in the running for that award basically every year. She has a book out that's just amazing. But this one is, as I said, geared towards adults. It's called Things to Look Forward to, 52 Large and Small Joys for Today and Every Day. And it is a book that the project started as a result of the pandemic and some struggles that and tough times that she was having. And she was like, we need some reminders of all the great things to look forward to. And so she made a book that counts down 52, so one per week, of things to look forward to. And it's a big range, and it's an illustrated book. So it has very short text for each thing, and then a beautiful illustration. And I'll read the introduction to the book, and then I can share some examples of some of the things she notes. So So here's the introduction to the book. I have always been a cheerful sort of person, able to find the silver lining in just about any cloud, but 2020 was a son of a cumulonimbus. There was the pandemic, of course, which knocked us all sideways. Like most people, I tried to remain hopeful, counting my blessings, grateful to be alive when so many were dying. But also, like most people, I was full of anxiety and fear and grief and uncertainty. My partner Ed and I worried about bills, fretted about my aging parents, and missed our kids who were living away from home. Deciding to downsize, we moved out of the apartment we had happily rented for 10 years with our blended family, the longest either of us had ever lived anywhere. We canceled our wedding because we knew we couldn't get married without our loved ones. Then in the fall, Nick, the dear queer father of my children, died in an accident on the other side of the world. The thunderclouds really closed in then, and for a while I struggled to find any rays of hope. I almost lost sight of beauty and wonder and delight. One morning, standing under a hot shower, I decided I needed to make a list of things to look forward to. I thought perhaps other people might need such a list too, and maybe they could collect their own things, and together we could build a whole stockpile. No matter how gloomy the clouds, I told myself, there is always something bright on the horizon, even if we have to squint to see it, even if we have to create it ourselves. As I compiled my list, I realized that many of these things could be done right away. There is pleasure in anticipation, but also in instant gratification. I posted the first batch with drawings on Instagram, and the response was quite something. I received dozens and dozens of pictures of eggs with faces on them. People told me their favorite bits of their favorite books. They baked muffins and delivered them to neighbors and first responders. They told me about things they had learned and things they wanted to learn. Their new skills inspired others who vowed to take up whittling or brewing. We were doing the things even as we were looking forward to them. I have often found myself romanticizing the before times when we could travel the world and hug our friends and shake hands with strangers, but I've come to the conclusion that it's better to look forward, to gather the things we've learned and to use our patience and perseverance and courage and empathy to care for each other and to work towards a better future for all people. To look forward to things like long-term environmental protection and racial justice, equal rights and an inclusive society, free healthcare and equitable education, an end to poverty, hunger, war. But we can also look forward to everyday things that will buoy our spirits and make us laugh and help us feel alive and that will bring others comfort and hope. I hope this list will give you some things to look forward to. And if you hate tidying up or take offense at flowers that look like furry brains, you can tear out those pages and insert your own. Or better yet, make your own list. Perhaps you'll even share it with me. I look forward to that. So she gave some nods to some of the things that she puts as things to look forward to in there, like baking something for someone. She has the one about the flowers. There's that one flower. Oh, I liked the drawing on eggs. She has drawing on eggs. If you have an egg in your house, you can draw a face on it. No one will stop you. Then you will look forward to opening the fridge. Hello, egg, you'll say. You will amuse yourself no end. Trust me. There's a cute picture of all these eggs with faces on them. But yeah, and what's the flower? Oh, coxcombs or celosia. Those are the flowers that she's talking about that look like brains. And she's saying, if you do not like this kind of flower, it's okay. You do not have to have that be one of the things you look forward to. A full moon, mending a hole, rereading favorite bits of a favorite book. One of them's finishing something, growing your own food, looking at maps. So lots of different things. And some of the text is really short, like that egg one that I just read, and some of them are like a couple pages long, but they're all pretty short. So it's a fun, like easy read. And it's just nice to think about various things that you can do to like brighten your day, whether you're in the midst of a pandemic or not.
That sounds like such a good book. What's it called again?
It's called Things to Look Forward To by Sophie Blackall. And it's got shiny cover.
Ooh. Sounds amazing. Also, it's so amazing that like someone that went through so much hardship and like tough times in their life like would create just such a beautiful piece of art to help others through it. Mm-hmm. It's just really awesome that someone does that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was both fulfilling and healing for them as well as for others.
Yes, it's a great way of coping.
Yeah.
And sometimes I know from experience when you don't feel like good, it sort of makes you feel better to help make other people feel good. Mm-hmm. It's like therapeutic.
Win-win. It makes you feel better. It makes other people feel better. I guess it's
totally a win-win.
I have mixed feelings about the brain flowers. I sometimes really like them and I sometimes do not.
I want brain flowers now.
I think they're very pretty, but I don't quite know what to do with them, like what to pair them with if I'm making like a bouquet or something. So,
ooh, pair them with like the color of like light pale green colored flowers so it'd look like zombie and zombie brains.
I think part of the thing is that I tend to be drawn to like less sturdy flowers, although I do like zinnias and that sort of thing. And I like sunflowers too, but when I make a bouquet, it tends to be all like softer flowers. So I worry that that would like overpower it because they're often quite big and sturdy, but I do like them. They are very pretty and very cool looking, funny looking. But yeah. So if that book sounds like something you would like to read, that could be something that you could look forward to. That could be one of your things. You look forward to reading that book.
Woo-woo.
What have you been reading, Georgia?
Well, I've been working on a lot of the same books lately, my book club book and this sort of long book I've been reading, Palace of Spies. The thing is, it doesn't look long, but it takes a while. Like, I've been reading it every day for like 40 minutes, but it, and I'm a really fast reader, but like the pages are really tall and really like long and the print is really tiny. And it's like 350 pages and it doesn't look long, but so long. So I thought I'd share something I read a while ago, but I don't think I've shared yet. I read this like 2 years ago, but it's still one of my favorites. It's called Many Points of Me. It's by Caroline Gertler. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And it's such a good book. It's a really good novel. It's targeted at middle grade, but I think teens and adults could enjoy this too. And it's so good. And I feel like there aren't a lot of books like this about young aspiring artists. And so, yeah, I'm going to read the description. Some things are secrets. Some are discoveries. Some show your truth and make your mark. The moment Georgia sees the pencil points on the back of the drawing, she knows what they mean. It's a feeling, like the spark or inspiration, or the shiver of a secret. She has uncovered a sketch for a painting. The painting her father, a famous artist, never had a chance to make. The one that her mother always said was supposed to be of Georgia. Ever since her father died, Georgia hasn't been sure about anything, not about herself, not about her own art, not even about whether her best friend Theo is still her best friend. But here is something Georgia can prove, something she can discover, something that will make her mark alongside her father's. And following the path of this mystery just might help Georgia find herself again, too. Caroline Gertler's luminous debut novel about friendship, grief, and self-identity introduces a young artist you won't soon forget. And that was Many Points of Me by Caroline Gertler. Also, I love that the main character has the same name as me, Woot Woot, also wants to be an artist when she grows up, like me. And I think right now we're around the same age. When I read this, I was like 9, so I wasn't the same age, but now we're about the same age, so.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Georgia is not a name you come across that often.
No, it's not, except for Little Georgia.
Yeah, Little Georgia and Big Georgia.
If you're listening, Little Georgia, I miss you.
I always forget which one of you is little and which one's big because you're both
what?
You're both fairly little. Is it based on age? Me. Is it age I'm based older. Or size based?
Age, because we went to because we went to daycare together when we were when she's like 1. Like I've known her for like since she is like a baby, and so I was like 2 years older than her. It's not as much of an age difference now, but back then it is a huge difference.
Sure.
So
that's cool though.
Also, we are all 3-year-olds, so nothing couldn't be any more complicated than Big Georgia, Little Georgia. It just made it simple.
Mm-hmm. Keeps it simple.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cool book. I haven't heard of that one before.
It's so good. You should read it.
Yeah. I love that idea of her finding a sketch of a painting of her that her dad drew. That's very sweet.
Yeah, totally. And it's also a mystery book too.
Yeah.
And it's so good. It's just, it's so good on so many points. Get it? Many points of me. So many points. Many points. Sorry.
No need to apologize. So there's only a couple weeks left in this year, right? It's wild how this whole fall, I feel like, has really flown by.
I agree.
But I'm curious if in the last couple of weeks, if you have anything you're most anticipating reading, or are you just trying to wrap up the ones that you've been working on?
Well, let's see. Yes, I am trying to wrap up the ones I've been working on because they have been especially one of them, it's been taking, I'm a really fast reader, but it's been taking me like so long. It's just, it's one of those never-ending books, I feel like. I'm only like two-thirds through. I like it, but honestly, it's sort of like, I personally find it a little boring. It's like set in the 1700s, but it's just like very talky. It's like yada 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 yada. Why, Sophie, how? Oh, of course she'd do this to spite you. Yada 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 yada. And, but I think I'm getting into the really good part now. I just wish they would start the good part earlier in the book because I'm only getting to it now and I'm like a little, sorry. I'm like a little more than two-thirds in. So, yeah.
Pacing's important. And sometimes it's not even just the book's pacing, but like your available time. Like if you can't read it at the pace that the book really requires, it can make it challenging to really get into it. I found that with some books that I have to just like put them aside until I have time to really dive in.
Well, I feel like I usually get like really into books, but this one, I feel like it's impossible to. It just like, they don't really use like imagery or anything. It's just like, they say like, so-and-so says this to so-and-so, and they don't like say where they are, say anything about the place, describe anything at all. So usually I like imagine myself in the world or I really get like deep into that world. But with that one, I just feel like, you know, I'm not talking about many points of me, a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
My challenge at this time of year is, well, one, I'm going to be spending a lot of time with family. And so that, I don't know how much reading time I'll have.
Yeah.
And at this time of year, there's all these like best of lists coming out. And because I read books for all ages, it's the time of year where I'm like, I want to read all of the best books of the year. And there's just no time to read all of them. But it's really tempting to focus on picture books just because I can like read so many of them. But I try to balance it out. Like I read a lot of picture books, but I also read some young adult or some middle grade or some adult book. So that's where the challenge comes in. I'm like, what do I want to focus on to like finish off my reading year?
Yeah, I think it's always best to finish off a year by reading a really good book. Can't believe it's 2020. I mean, I can't believe it's almost 2023.
Yeah,
like that's just crazy. It's like impossible feeling. How?
How?
Really though, how? It's like so, it felt so distant so long ago, but we're here now. It's crazy.
Yeah, but hopefully there'll be lots of good times in the coming year too.
Woo, good times. I have high hopes for 2023. I think it's gonna be a good year.
Yeah, why not? We'll make it a good year. We'll figure it out.
Though I say that every year, but especially this year. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it. I just can.
Nice. Well, there's a lot of books I'm really excited for in the coming year, but I think I will talk about those on a future show. So I won't talk about them now, but I think what else I could talk about for this week. Most of my recent books were picture books. And then I read one adult book that is not a good crossover book. It is definitely an adult book.
Oh, is it very... Also, have you watched Wednesday?
I have not watched Wednesday yet. I would like to. I've heard it's very good. And I know it just got some Golden Globe nominations too.
It's like everyone at my school is talking about it. So I started watching it like 2 weeks ago. Oh my gosh. I'm on episode 5. it's like, I'm not a big fan of scary stuff, but it's Tim Burton, so like, I know it's not real. It is so freaking good.
It's, is it scary or is it just kind of a little creepy?
It's gory.
It's gory, okay.
But it's not realistic. Like, the blood looks like food coloring, like water with food coloring in it. It's definitely not realistic. Okay. Like, there was a... but... but like, it just looked like his stomach was leaking food coloring. Looked like he like put a food coloring bottle in it and just squirted it out.
Lovely.
Yeah. Well, it's Tim Burton, so it's not too realistic. Also, the monster, you can totally tell it's CGI. So I get scared so easily. Oh, yeah. So as from a person who, yeah, it's not scary. There is a little bit of language, but it's not too bad. But yeah.
The show I most recently wrapped up that I enjoyed is Andor. The Star
What's
Wars.
That?
It's a Star Wars series.
Cool.
And it's a prequel to one of the movies that I like the most.
Rogue One. Nice.
So it was interesting getting more detail about that character. And I thought it was really well done. The downside is I feel like they always take a really long time between seasons. So I don't even know if there's a season two. I think there probably will be, but I don't know when it'll come out. But it's interesting because this one is a prequel. I don't know when it's set, but I'm curious how far before Rogue One it is, because that would sort of dictate how much time they can move forward in.
Yeah.
Highly suggested if you're into a little sci-fi. Well, I guess a lot of sci-fi, but but I think even if you're not like a big sci-fi fan, you could still find stuff to enjoy in the show.
Sounds good.
Yeah. But so one thing I wanted to share with our listeners, especially for the young people, although it's open to all ages, at the library this month, we have a winter scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the main desk and you can pick up a little sheet of paper. And then there's little imagery hidden around the library.
You find them.
You can enter, you get a little prize if you find them all, but then you get entered into a raffle for like a really cool prize, little winter gift bag that's like a clear backpack with like a little plush penguin in it. And there's goodies from Verdigris and
Verdigris. Yay.
Yeah. So that's pretty fun. And for our really younger community members, we have early literacy giveaway bags every month, so people can come, or they're not bags, they're often folders with a book in it and some activities and sometimes some supplies if you need supplies for the activities. But we do that once a month. We have a limited supply, so come when you can. And it's first come, first served. But this month we have one of the Bear books by Karma Wilson. I believe it's Bear Snores On. I'm pretty sure that's the book this month, about a hibernating bear. So definitely check those activities out. And for the adults out there, although I guess teens and tweens could come too, we have a nonfiction book club that meets every month and discusses nonfiction books, but at least once a year, definitely in December. And sometimes we do this in the summer too. We decide to take it easy for a month and, or not necessarily take it easy, but like not feel the pressure to get through a long text. And instead we watch documentary films. And so what we end up doing, we don't just watch one film and discuss it, but we each watch whatever documentary film we want. And then we sort of like we do on the show where we book talk a book. We basically do that in the book club where we talk about what we saw and like, you know, tell people they should see it. Or, and so if anyone would like to join that discussion, all you have to do is watch a documentary film. And then we have Zoom meetings for that book club. And so the next one is Monday, December 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. And if anyone wants to join that discussion, you can email me. Easiest email for me is info@hudsonarealibrary.org. And I could get you the Zoom link.
info@hudsonarealibrary.org for anyone that didn't hear.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got lots of great documentary films available with your library card, either on DVD or through Canopy, but people can also watch on whatever kind of streaming services they have, or even on TV if they have cable. So whatever works best for you, and happy to suggest some docs as well. I haven't decided which one I'm going to watch yet. I might watch more. I'm not committing to just watching one, but we'll see. I will watch at least one. You can learn more about all of these various activities I've mentioned at hudsonarealibrary.org. But yeah, before we go for today, is there anything that you're excited about that you wanted to share?
Christmas and Hanukkah are both coming up. A woot woot. And
oh, and Kwanzaa too. There's actually this weekend. There's two events this weekend for holiday events. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more than two, but there's two that I immediately know about. One is this Saturday at 5 p.m. at Hudson Hall. There's the Kwanzaa Umoja celebration. That's at 5 p.m. Saturday at Hudson Hall with Operation Unite New York. And then on Sunday, there's a Hanukkah celebration and a public menorah lighting at the public square, also known as 7th Street Park. And that's Sunday at 5 o'clock. And I guess they're going to have latkes, donuts, and more. I don't know what the and more is. Is there really going to be more? There'll be more people.
True.
There hopefully will not be a train.
Hopefully.
I don't think the trains often run at night. But yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of Christmas holiday stuff happening this weekend too. But I don't have those at the top of my head. There's so many though. I'm sure you can find lots of things. Maybe there's some things noted in the events calendar on the WGXC website. Check that out, wgxc.org. And if you want to make a year-end gift to WGXC while you're at it, there's a lovely donate button on that website too.
It's so beautiful. You can't resist it.
It's a great gift for the person who just can't think of a gift for. Make a donation to their favorite radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited about all those holidays coming up as well. I'm excited to see family. I am excited for some snow, although I don't like when it messes with plans. So I hope it doesn't mess with any plans. Mm-hmm. But it was fun having some snow earlier this week.
Oh, totally.
And it was light, fluffy snow, so it wasn't like a headache to shovel it. Fingers crossed for this weekend storm that it's the light, fluffy variety. Mm-hmm. If it is snowing, stay safe out there, everybody. Drive safe, safe, stay warm.
Safe, 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 safe. Sorry, it's my little safe jingle.
A work of art.
Beautiful. Safe. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, we should probably go for the day, but thank you everyone for listening. We hope you have a great week.
And we'll be back next week to talk about even more books. And until then,
happy
reading. Woo!